This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When uninsured people get sick and can't pay out of pocket, they often go to government-run hospitals, and the bills they can't pay can get passed down to residents in the form of higher property taxes. Obamacare helped some counties lower those taxes by giving states billions of dollars to expand Medicaid, with a repeal pending in this new Congress and the new administration that starts today. What happens to those taxes? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra takes a look.
With the Affordable Care Act, public hospitals are treating fewer patients for free. Dr. Jay Shannon is CEO of the Cook County Health and Hospital System in Illinois.
We've seen hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue come to our health system as reimbursement for care for individuals who previously were uninsured.
Some $370 million a year have been passed down to Cook County taxpayers. Craig Garthwaite from Northwestern University explains.
And so if you're county hospital can have a healthier balance sheet as a result of the ACA, then you have to have fewer transfers from the county to that hospital.
If the Medicaid expansion goes away, some of those tax savings might too. Maybe.
Once you open the door and expand benefits to a certain population, it's very tough to close it again.
That's Gretchen Tegler from the Taxpayers Association of Central Iowa. Of course, it depends on what's in that repeal and replace package. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.